Faith is not faith just because it's happening right now. Faith is faith throughout all eternity. Whether it happens today or 10 million years from now, your faith must be lodged exclusively where God's word says.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is the fourth and final part from Pastor Rogers' Blessed and Highly Favored series. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers. This is Make My Baby Leap.
Are you available to be blessed in highly favored? That's what I want to know. Because see, here's the deal. God's not going to call you blessed and highly favored unless you're going to make yourself available to him to be able to be blessed and highly favored. And I know in the society we're in right now, some of you can't take stand in this church for any longer than an hour or 30 minutes because you're on a 30-second soundbite and you got a lot of things to do. And hey, don't worry. You won't have to worry about the angel of the Lord speaking to you. And you won't have to worry about the manifestations of the Lord. But there are some of us in this room who are sick and tired of being so cumbered down with every other thing and this trial and that trial and this and that and this burden, and I ain't got time for God. And I'm going to say, Lord, I'm available for you. Do what you want to do. If you're available, shout hallelujah, somebody. Do you believe the word? God said, this is not going to be a work of man. This will be the work of God. This blessing will only work if you believe my word. You must believe what I'm saying over you before you see it manifest in your life. Am I talking to anybody here this morning? If I'm talking to you, wave your hand at me, because whoever it is I'm talking to, this is a word for you, not only now, but in the coming year. And if you'll get a hold of this, you'll understand that all I've got to do is believe, and God is going to do the rest in this next season. When you believe, secondly, you must conceive. Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the angel said unto her that the Holy Ghost, this is where it gets messy. The Holy Ghost. You got to believe in the Holy Ghost before you can. We believe in all kind of walking dead and everything else, but when you say Holy Ghost and start talking in tongues, that messes people up. But this is a Holy Ghost church and a Holy Ghost preacher, and we're not afraid of the Holy Ghost. It's all those other ghosts that we've got to get under our feet. He said the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. He's going to overshadow you. And the power of the highest is going to overshadow you. And that holy thing which is born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Imagine this little teenage, virgin, little girl in this small town of Nazareth getting a message that says you're about to carry what every other woman in the world has been waiting to carry. You're going to carry the Holy One. You're going to carry the one who is going to be called the Son of God. Now, when you believe, the second stage of this process is conception, conceiving. You receive in your spirit before you receive physically. That's the reason why people shout in here over things that they haven't possessed yet, because they already got it in their spirit whenever God wants to deliver on it. Come on, say amen, somebody. Already got it in my spirit before it ever shows up physically. Sometimes you can accept something and not receive it. You can accept money, but if you don't receive it, it will be no good to you. If you can accept Jesus, but if you don't receive him, the world accepts Jesus. Islam accepts Jesus, Baha'i accepts Jesus. All the major religions will accept Jesus. They'll put him in their place. But when you get down to it, when you actually receive him, you don't receive him as one of all the other gods in the world. He is the one true living God whose name is above every other name. That is receiving Jesus. When you conceive, the definition of conception is the process of becoming pregnant or the origin of anything. Explain. Conception is when the egg and the seed meet together to form life. When the word, which is the seed, and faith, which is the egg, meet together, it forms life. One cannot move without the other. You can have the word that's on your phone or in your lap right now, but until you infuse it with faith, there'll be no life inside of you. But whenever the word back being conceived in the virgin womb of Mary was hitting her, she already had prepared herself by faith to receive what God was going to put on her. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? God said, I want to let you know, Mary, I know this is so complicated for you, and it's hard for you to understand that I will be able to bring this to pass. But just so you can understand that I'm not only a God of my word and that I can do the impossible, you need to know that your cousin Elizabeth, there's another kin that you've got, there's somebody else that's gotten a miracle too, and she has conceived a son in her old age. Y'all not hearing me? And she is in her sixth month. She's only 3 months away, and she was called barren. Now, to be called barren was a blight upon any Jewish woman, and you need to understand that every Jewish woman, especially Elizabeth, was always looking for the Messiah. In fact, Zechariah is now dumb in his mouth because he didn't believe the promise of God, and now she's got a husband that she can't even talk to and talk back to because he was a doubter. But Elizabeth said, go ahead, God, because I know that I've been barren for so long. I'm ready to receive my promise. Go ahead and do what you want to do. In my old age, I want to tell every gray hair in the house, and behold, I'm one of thee. I want you to know something. Don't you let the younger generation make you irrelevant. Get yourself an iPhone. Come on, somebody. Figure it out. Do whatever you got to do. Tell them to scoot over. I'm coming in the room because God said in the last days, I'm going to give you fruit in your old age. That scares the liver out of most of you, right? I'm retired. Not only that, I'm not just I'm tired. Elizabeth was an old woman, but the Holy Ghost had hit her womb. Boom. And God said, I want to let you know, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I wonder, do I have a church this morning who can say that with me? For with God, nothing, come on, somebody shout, nothing shall be impossible. Do you really believe that? Because when God calls you blessed and highly favored, you won't always feel blessed and highly favored. But if God declared it over your life, nothing, not any one thing shall be impossible unto you. He said, if I can bless this old woman with a brand new baby who's never had one, then I can bless you with a brand new baby even though you're a virgin and you've never had one either. Both of them were barren. One because of her old age, and the other one because she'd never had a baby yet as was a virgin. Now imagine that dichotomy. Look at that pendulum swing going on. I love this old translation of that same verse from the 1901 Bible, American Standard. It says this, for no word of God shall be void of power. You better not use God's name in vain. It's one of the Ten Commandments. So whenever you say at the end of your prayer, in Jesus' name. You better not be tagging it on like it's some good luck charm or some mysterious chant at the end of your prayer. Because when you invoke the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of whatever you've asked for, if you've asked anything in the name of Jesus according to the will of the Father, the book said it shall come to pass. I don't know what you're looking for, but I came to deliver to you this message. Nothing shall be impossible with God. Now, if you're serving another God, then you got problems. But with the God I choose and the God of this Bible, He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, and nothing shall be impossible. This is important for you to get a hold of because Mary believed in her heart and then she confessed with her mouth. That sounds like the salvation plan to me. She confessed the word in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me. Somebody throw your hand up and say, be it unto me. Be it unto me according to thy word. She said, I want you to know I'm the handmaiden of the Lord. I am today surrendering myself to the will of God. You called me blessed and highly favored, and I am surrendering myself to be a servant to you. Be it unto me according to thy word. Any way you want to bless me, God, I believe it and I confess it. This town is going to hear that I'm pregnant with the Messiah. Oh, what about that? This town, this church is going to hear that what I've been praying for, I'm confessing in to my situation. Oh, I don't know if you believe it or not. Now know this, that the burden was going to come because this woman was going to have to ride a dirty, stinking mule through the Palestinian dusty desert. She was going to have to be able to go through the rejection of the innkeeper, the rejection of her own husband. Y'all ain't talking to me. This was the process right here. Have you ever been rejected for believing what God said you could have? Other people don't believe it, and when you start talking about it, and they get all bent out of shape. I want you to know that people will hate you for your failure, and they'll hate you for your success. Go ahead and open your business and fail, and they'll come around, bring you a cup of coffee, and gloat over your failure. But if you fool around and succeed and start seeing God's hand of blessing upon your life, watch out. Those same people that hollered hallelujah, Hosanna to the King, will come in with you and say crucify because they don't like your success. The devil is wanting you to abort the baby on the inside. But I came to tell you today, nothing shall be impossible if you believe it. Oh my God. You better get ready whenever you say I'm blessed and highly favored. You better get ready to lose some friends. See, we're in such a deal right now, we don't want to lose anybody because it's on our ego then. But how many of you know when you got saved, if you didn't lose some friends, you weren't going to stay saved long. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I'm going to come to Jesus, but I'm going to bring all my rowdy friends. Well, I got news for you. All your rowdy friends have let you down. That's right. When they saw you going to Jesus, they said, I don't want none of that Jesus stuff. I don't know. You don't party like you used to. You used to. And you say, yeah, I used to, but I don't anymore. I not only found a better way, but I got a better life. I don't have to wake up in the early mornings on Sunday morning grabbing the porcelain furniture and wondering whether or not my toes are going to come out next. I found a friend in Jesus like no other love I know. And if you all leave me, I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So do what you got to do. But I made up my mind. I'm going to stay with Jesus. If I lose you, I'm staying with Jesus.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.